Well, I guess if I was going to kick things off, there's a couple things that come to my mind immediately. Number one is I've been spending a lot of time speaking to the new peak performer members who have been coming on regularly into the program. So far this month, I think we've brought on another five or six members and have several others that are just about to come on board. We also have some new members in the Inner Circle group, so welcome to all of you. It's a pleasure and an honor to be working with you. The Peak Performers Program or the Inner Circle Program, either one, really the same model. The idea is to make some very big and significant leaps forward in the next year. And many of the people in the Inner Circle group, I do believe, have already started to see some serious progress in that direction. On that note, do we have Jonathan Metcalf with us? John, are you on the call yet? Nope, not yet.
Picking up a little bit of echo. If anybody has not on mute, go ahead and hit mute, star six. And especially if you're on a speakerphone. That usually, that's not bad. Yeah.
Okay, I do hear silence for the time being. Nonetheless, as I was saying, talking with so many of you, hello, Toby, do you hear that?
Yeah, I sure do. I think someone may have us on a speakerphone. Keep in mind, guys, like, go ahead and hit star six on your phone if you're still live. Star six one more time if you're in the car. Okay, I think we've solved the echo problem for now.
I think the echo problem is gone. That's a good thing. So where the heck was I? As I was saying, there a lot of new people have come on board, and I'm excited about that. The Inner Circle group is just about full now, and the Peak Performers group is filling up very rapidly. So I think that's a good thing because it's going to inject a lot more energy into each group, and at the same time, it adds to the collective brain trust. And these groups are not about Toby Milroy or myself handing down the law and saying, here's how you run a karate school, and this is the only way to do it, and this is the way you should do it. Step one, it's not about that. It's about us growing together as a group and learning from one another. And, hey, if one guy is real good at, like, after-school martial arts and the other guy is real good at rotating curriculum and somebody like Eric Zabarge, he's extremely good at, you know, direct response marketing, you know, we kind of put everything together. Oh. And the rising tide just simply raises all the boats. So in a case like this, having more people in the group just, again, adds to the collective brain trust and the knowledge base, and I'm excited about it. We do have some very strong people who are coming into these groups now that have a lot to share. So onward and upward. However, in talking to so many people recently in the NAPMA membership base for various reasons, I've seen a couple concerning trends. And it's been so alarming to me, actually, that I did a DVD segment on this month, on the DVD this month, which is actually being shipped to you today. So be sure to check that out. It's about a 25-minute segment. And just to encapsulate, what I'm starting to see out there a lot lately are schools that are very small, grossing $3,000 a month, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month, barely breaking even, barely able to make ends meet. Many of the people in this category you would think are part-time or hobbyists, but they're not. They're full-time, professional, career martial artists that are trying to feed a family with that kind of an income. Many of them are very bright. Some of them left high-paying jobs in corporate America to follow their dream of opening and running a professional martial arts school. And unfortunately, they just never have been able to figure out how to run a martial arts school and get the thing off the ground. They've just never been able to get it to take off. And that's disappointing, but I'm so glad that NAPMA, the NAPMA organization, can get the information to these folks that are going to help them to turn that around and start to inject some energy into that school and make it a success. And these peak performer groups and the Inner Circle group also have similar challenges as some of those folks do, certainly not as prolific, but some of the things that we're seeing is undercharging for tuition. You know, I think in the Inner Circle group, some of you, not all of you, are certainly undercharging for your tuition, and we're working on helping you to raise those price points, and some of you already have. So lesson number one is if you're in the peak performers group, one of the things that you want to make sure you're doing is not undercharging for your tuition, and Toby and I are going to be working with you to make sure that you're charging the price points that you deserve. Another thing I'm seeing, and I'm not going to rehash what's on the DVD this month, but just to kind of set the stage for today, another thing I'm seeing is a lot of people that either have no upgrade systems or they have upgrade systems that are so out of whack that it's almost like not having upgrade systems. That's a major problem. Some examples would be this. Upgrade programs where the people can upgrade for free. Okay, so you end up doing more work and more time on your part invested, and there's no revenue for you there. That doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm seeing people that have upgrade programs that they canceled, but they still have a bunch of students in the upgrade programs, but they've canceled it. That sends a very, very confusing message within the school, don't you think? I mean, you've got some people that are in the upgrade programs and other people that don't even know about them or wondering what these other people are doing over here. It's very wacky. In most cases with upgrade programs, everybody's just, that I've talked to in the last month for the most part, has just been undercharging for them. And one of the things that many of the Inner Circle members, I think, do very well and are doing better now is that they're starting to charge the right amount for these upgrade programs. You know, we're starting to see average student values as a result of the upgrade programs that are going well past the $200 a month mark. And obviously, if your average student value is $40 a month or $60 a month, as it has been with so many people that I've spoken to lately, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's so low that it's just ridiculous. You know, so
Rob, if I can jump in for just 10 seconds, there's one little piece of background noise. If we could get muted out, it'd be wonderful. If you're an Inner Circle member and you're in a car right now, we're hearing some road noise. So check if you've got maybe some wind noise or some road noise, and hit *6 on your phone. That was it. Thank you so much. That's perfect.
Hallelujah.
So much better. So much better.
Hallelujah. Okay, thank you. But just to pick up where I left off and wrap that up so we can dive into our...
Again.
Yep, I think it's back.
Hey, you brought your road noise back. Hit star six one more time. Oh, no.
We're going to have some road rage if we don't get rid of that road noise. What is it, Tobe? Star six. Okay. There we go. It's gone. So very good then. So I'm not sure where I was with all that, but the idea is that the upgrade programs, as we've seen in Eric Savarge's case and certainly in Jason Yee's case and so many of the other Inner Circle members in particular, as a result of having the upgrade programs in place and charging the right prices for them, you know, obviously a tuition that is commensurate with the level of benefit you're delivering, what that does is it drives the average student value up very high, which is what we're looking for, because I'm sure we'd all like to earn more income without having to necessarily work harder, or, you know, if you want to double the income of the school, oftentimes you can do that without having to double the amount of students training there, which obviously causes more work and stress for you, and you need to add more instructors and overhead oftentimes. So one of the things we want to look at, and I know Toby is very keen on this, is we're going to be looking at the average student values of everybody in the Peak Performers Group and in the Inner Circle Group, and what our goal is over the course of the next year is to try to get that to rise substantially. Now, I think it's fair to say in some folks' case, some of our Inner Circle members, I don't think it's realistic that we're going to double their average student value, but I know that in many of the Peak Performers' case, we're probably going to double, triple, and in some cases quadruple it. So we're going to be looking at these numbers very closely. We're going to be getting some forms out to you very soon that we're going to request that you fill out so that we can help you with this process, and our first live meeting for Peak Performers is going to be devoted around this subject as well as renewals and upgrades, which is the topic of today's discussion. So just to wrap that up and encapsulate, with both the Inner Circle members, the Peak Performer members, and just the industry at large, who I'm speaking to school owners literally all day long from the time I open the front door here at NAPMA. I'm seeing a lot of the same common mistakes. Time management is suffering. You know, working on activities that are in the low return activity category. I'm seeing school owners undercharge for their services, which is one of the most prolific mistakes in the entire industry. Upgrade systems that are completely fouled up, and actually the very design of them is encouraging people not to want to participate in the upgrade programs. Obviously you want to do the opposite of that. I'm seeing systemization foul-ups across the board where there are no systems or the systems are poorly designed or not well thought out. A good example would be somebody read somewhere or they heard somewhere that you should have upgrade programs in your school. So they just go back to the school and slap something together and boom, now we have upgrade programs. And then they wonder why it doesn't work. Okay? And those kinds of things are what the Peak Performers Group and the Inner Circle group is obviously going to eradicate completely. So that having been said, this call is going to be centered around upgrades and renewals, which is a very, very important topic for all of us. So that all that having been said, Toby, why don't you go ahead and take care now of your housekeeping issues, and then we'll dive into the meat and potatoes of all this.
Sure, absolutely. So we've got to move really fast today, guys. But let me just run down this little bullet point list. If you've got a pen and paper, you might want to jot a couple of these down. But number one is each one of you should have in your email inbox right now a new schedule of events for Inner Circle and Peak Performer calls with new PIN numbers and access codes. The dial-in number stays the same all year long, and probably it'll be the same next year. But we do rotate PIN codes about every couple, 3 months. So check that new schedule. It should be in your email inbox right now as we speak. And, you know, print it out, put it somewhere, put it in your day planner, and have that available. Number next is the Extreme Success Academy is coming up in September. I think everybody knows about that. All Peak Performers and Inner Circle members have gratis, you know, admission to that for yourself and the staff member. And something that's a bonus that you may not know about is we have a special networking session scheduled for Thursday evening, which is the evening before the main show starts. And that's going to be probably from about 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. I'll have the times exactly pretty soon here. But it's a special networking session where we're setting some special time aside for Inner Circle and Peak Performer members to kind of come and rub elbows and meet some of the high-caliber guests that we're going to be having at the show. People like Anshu Stephen Hayes, 10th degree black belt in ninjutsu under Masaki Hatsumi. And Carlos Machado is scheduled to be there. Chuck Liddell and John Hackelman are tentatively scheduled to be there. People like this, Kathy Long, Lee Miltier, Paul Hartunian, are our guest roster. So we've set aside special time for our Maximum Impact and above members to have a networking session, and then during that networking session, we have sort of a special opportunity for you to kind of, you know, meet and greet some of these people and kind of, you know, spend a few minutes and chat with them and see what they're all about and sort of share ideas. So that's a sort of a special event that nobody really knows about yet, but is designed exclusively for you guys. So that's coming up on the Thursday before the show. Also, keep in mind that the Thursday before the show is the A to Z Blueprint Day. Now, that's the same time and day as our Inner Circle members have their live session. So my recommendation for Inner Circle members is have your staff people go to the A to Z Blueprint Day while you go to the Inner Circle meeting. And we'll work out all the logistics on that. But that's a big benefit too. Peak Performers members, I would highly recommend each one of you go to the A to Z Blueprint Day. That's going to be take the last 15 years of professional martial arts development and put it into an 8-hour session, and that's what it's going to be all about. So we're really excited about that, and you'll be getting more information about that very soon. Number next is for all the new Peak Performer members.
Actually,
and a few.
Nope.
Oh yeah, please.
Could I just throw something in? I don't want to throw you off track.
Sure.
But
no, please.
I've been, you know, talking with so many of the Peak Performer members, and I think everybody who's joined the program I've spoken to in length about their school, their numbers, what their problems are, and so forth. And I'd have to say that the A to Z Blueprint Day was probably the most beneficial thing that they could possibly do if they're going to the Extreme Success Academy, because many of the peak performers have smaller schools that are, you know, they're wanting to grow, and this will kind of outline for them everything, as you said, the, you know, professional school development over the last 15 years, and if there's any holes in your bucket, this is the very thing that will actually plug those holes. So going to that one event alone, I'd say, is kind of like mandatory, if I was going to be tough.
Yeah, especially at the peak performer level, if you're grossing under $300,000 a year, you really need to be there, because we've seen this over and over and over again, and Rob, I'm sure you'd agree with this, but we've seen this over and over and over again in the coaching side of things and in the mastermind side of things. Getting from, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 a month to about $20,000 a month, it's very easy. You plug in and flip a couple switches. Getting from 20 to 40 is a little tougher. It all has to do with tweaking ratios, and then getting from 40 to 80 is a whole other ball game. That's a whole other deal. So getting you up to that 300 mark is what the A to Z Blueprint Day is all about. So yeah, I think you're right. It's a mandatory evolution if I'm a peak performer member. And keep in mind, you know, all of you guys have gratis access to those things. So please register now. Go to ExtremeSuccessAcademy.com. Or download the form off the page, fill it in, and fax it back to us. We're filling seats fast, and I don't want any of you guys to get locked out. I mean, just because you do attend for free, but you've got to reserve your seat, or we're going to fill it. You know, we're going to sell that seat to someone. So make sure you get registered as soon as humanly possible. Go to ExtremeSuccessAcademy.com right now and download that form.
Toby, also on the room block, we did not reserve a huge room block. So if you're looking for rooms at a discount at the Hilton, and that's important to you to maybe get it at a better price, just go to the website right on the homepage, click on the Hilton banner, and you can reserve your room. I was in touch with the Hilton yesterday. There are rooms left, but they are going pretty quickly. So
yeah.
Check it out.
We need to get that done quickly. So then number next is a couple quick housekeeping items just for peak performer members. Peak performer members, keep in mind your weekly remote tier factors. Millionaire Smarts program will be coming to you by fax. So if you do not have a fax number on file, if we don't have your fax number on file, email that to me, TobyMilroy@matma.com, or email it to basically anybody at the office, and we'll update your record. If you don't have a fax machine, go to efax.com, and you can click on the product link, and there's a free eFax account that you can get, and you can get 20 pages a month for free. So I would highly recommend you go to eFax.com, set your fax number up, and get it over to us.
Important, Toby.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Second to last, is we've set up, and Inner Circle members are invited to this, but we've designed it for peak performer members. We have a special bonus call next week. And it's going to be next Thursday, same time, same number, same access code. Next Thursday, 2 o'clock Eastern, same dial-in number, same access codes. And it's going to be a quick start call for peak performer members. And like I said, Inner Circle members, you're more than welcome to attend, but it's really going to be focused on getting up and running in the program as quickly as humanly possible, so that there aren't any gaps between your live meetings. So that'll be next week, and all the peak performer members, you should plan to be there. I've emailed you the details already this morning on this call. So if you're new to the group, or even if you've been in the peak performance for a while, you should really be on that quick start call. We're going to be continuing the discussion from today on renewals, because it's a very voluminous topic. But also we're going to be talking about the three things you have to do immediately in your school to really increase cash flow and increase revenue right away without, you know, increasing headaches proportionally. So that'll be next week on Thursday. And number last is, if you're a newer member, if you're a newer Inner Circle member, or a newer peak performer member, and you haven't been to a live meeting yet, the last Inner Circle live meeting, just to give you a frame of what today's all about, the last live Inner Circle meeting was basically A to Z renewal systems, how to bring a student into the school on an orientation basis in the first program that you're going to be providing in the school, if you call it a basic program, or if you call it a trial program, or whatever it is that you call them, some type of a contractual agreement. So this is a new student that has come in, maybe they've done one or two or five lessons or whatever it may be, and they've decided to make a commitment to training, and you've enrolled them either on a 6-month or a 12-month or a 3-month or whatever your initial agreement is with that student. And now they're a quote real live student. They've got a contract, they're billing, they're paying you, they're attending lessons, and they're making progress. the entire last two-day meeting with Inner Circles was devoted to what happens next. What do we do to persuade them and to educate them as to the benefits of being a student, not just for 12 months or 6 months, but for being a student to black belt and beyond? And we call that our terminology, that the quote, Mile High Karate terminology for that is renewals. Some people call it upgrades, Black Belt Club, Leadership, Master's Club, whatever you call it. It's a renewal. It's renewing their old agreement to a new agreement at different terms. And as Rob was indicating, there are some very different ways to perceive this. Some people trade dollars for time, and they say, well, since you're renewing for 3 years, I'll give you a discount. And some people do a renewal at even. So you're paying X now, pay X for 3 years, and you can do it for 3 years, But what we see in the most successful schools in the industry, and I think almost everybody in the Inner Circle group, actually everybody, all our renewal systems are designed as an upsell. So here's the basic program. Now you have an opportunity to participate in a more robust program at a higher rate of tuition. So that's kind of like the frame of what we're going to be talking about today. And what happens from day one of a student's life to prepare them to become part of your leadership team or part of your black belt club is extremely important. So what we wanted to do was just kind of catch the peak performer members up on what happened in the last meeting and sort of give them a primer on what's going to happen in their next meeting. And then all the Inner Circle members today, what we should do is discuss your implementation from the last meeting. So what we talked about, obviously, was everything that happens from day one of a student's life to day X, where they actually renew, and beyond. What systems do we have in place to make that happen? Do we have to facilitate that? And two words of caution, and then we'll open up the line so that everybody can kind of share. But two words of caution. Number one is you can never expect someone to be enthusiastic to give you more money unless they see the value for them, right? It's not about us. It's not about what we think is valuable. In many cases, we can go down the wrong road and say, well, your basic program covers these basic martial arts moves, and this advanced program over here, this covers advanced martial arts moves. Well, how important is advanced martial arts moves to the mom of a 9-year-old? Right? So those are things that we need to be considering. We need to be considering exactly what we're selling in an upgrade program and how we're persuading someone that that's going to be a benefit for them. And then the second thing that's important to understand is it's rarely the same process as it was in the beginning later on. So let me back up a second. If you sell your basic program as the end-all, be-all, and it's going to solve all your problems, then it's very difficult to go back to that same person in 4 months and say, oh, by the way, we have this other thing over here that's even better. So what we've seen in the industry is the people who have, the schools who have the highest ratios and the best level of success in taking a student from one program and moving them into another program is that they frame them properly from day one. So that means when that student became a student, they understood that they were becoming a student under certain terms. And in my language, those terms are, Mrs. Jones, this is our leadership program over here, and this is actually the core program in our school, and this is what we're all about, and these are the benefits of it. Now, unfortunately, you don't qualify for that program yet. What we do have available is this orientation program. And this orientation program will get you some core martial arts skills, some core self-defense skills, some huge benefits in building focus and confidence. But really the whole purpose of the orientation program is to prepare you for our leadership program over here. And we're not ready to talk to you about that today. We're not sure if Johnny's going to be a good fit for that just yet. But that's something that, maybe within the next couple of months we'll be speaking about, and we'll show you what you have to do to qualify for that. But really over here is what you're qualified for today. Now, if you set the stage properly, now in 2 or 3 months when you go to speak to that person about leadership, if you've done everything appropriately in those couple of months, it's not a shock. You're not coming at them.
It doesn't have to be leadership, just for clarification. It could be Black Belt Club. It could be Master's Club. It could be whatever the upgrade program is.
Yeah, that's right. And regardless of what you call it, what is important is that you know ahead of time that these are your goals for X number of your students. So if my goal is I want 50% of my people to be in my Black Belt Club and 50% to be in my leadership team, then you have to know that going in and create the systems to help facilitate that. Now, for the peak performance certification, the Inner Circle members cooperatively agreed to do an assignment in their last meeting. And their assignment was to generate a renewal preparation system. And each one of the Inner Circle members took a good amount of time, and they wrote a sales letter, which is sort of like a story about why this is important for Mrs. Jones and why this is important for Johnny to do, to be part of their leadership team or part of their master club or whatever they call it. And everybody did that and contributed together, and they sort of shared those letters between each other. Now everybody has about 12 or 13 pieces of marketing material to get into their market to help persuade them to become a part of their leadership team. So what we wanted to talk about today was how you guys are implementing that, if you're having any challenges, what they are, and how we can help, and how everybody's sort of implementing differently to kind of share ideas and see what makes sense for everybody to ping pong off of. So Inner Circle members, let's do this. Let's go around the room, and I think one person is still unmuted. I'm hearing a little bit of background noise, but
yeah,
let's go from I don't want to say alphabetically, but let me pull my list up here real quick, and stay muted until I like call your name, and then maybe if we do it that way, it might make sense. Eric, I know you're on, and you're on the top of my list here. Eric, why don't you unmute yourself, and maybe just give us 90 seconds on what you've implemented with those letters, how you're using them, how you're delivering them to the students, and you know what your plan is for that. Eric, are you there?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you real well. I'm hearing myself echo a little bit. Is anybody
else
hearing that?
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Maybe I don't think that that's me, unfortunately. I have a really good signal. Well, Eric, why don't you share with us a little bit about what your thoughts are on those 12 letters. And what your plan is for implementation on that.
Okay, I put together a sequence that incorporates the letters partially chopped up into emails, and then also direct mail letter that'll go out, and then also integrating some of what's covered in the letters into actual our 2-4-6 week conferences. So I put together a version for the kids and a version for the adults. I was kind of waiting for this call to really finalize exactly how I would sequence things and put it to use. So we haven't started yet. I was anxious to see what we'd be covering today first.
Okay. What were there any particular chunks of those letters that you thought were particularly useful?
I think each of the letters had something that was specifically useful. Since my school, my adults more than kids, some of the letters were a little more for the kids program, so I have to tweak some things here and there. But that's fine. Mm-hmm. I do have a couple specific questions, if I could take a moment right now to ask them.
Please, yeah, absolutely.
First off, at what point specifically, I couldn't remember, I know we talked about it, but at what point do you tell the prospective upgrade student about the bump in tuition?
About the tuition increase?
Yeah, we want to pre-frame them so you're not surprising them at the actual meeting. But when do you first mention that tuition increase?
I actually do it at the enrollment. So I actually prep them for that at the first meeting. So basically it's something like this, if I shortcut it. It's, Mr. Jones, this is the leadership team over here, and this is our core program, kind of like what I just said. The thing that you're qualified for today and what we're willing to make the commitment, with you today is this orientation program. Now here it is, Now the leadership program, just to be upfront with you, the leadership program does have, additional tuition and additional equipment requirements, but that's not something that you need to, be particularly worried about today. The first thing we need to worry about is getting qualified. You know what I mean? So you're kind of mentioning it in that first meeting without going into detail.
Okay.
And
you're
then,
not actually so giving
now
them
there's
the,
sort of like,
in your case, Toby, you're not actually revealing the price at that point, but you are letting them know that there is going to be some sort of a tuition upgrade.
Yeah. In fact, it's even in our contract. We actually even pointed out when we go through our written agreement with the customer. It says it right on the back of the contract. It says, within 12 months, this agreement is not renewable at its current terms, all that sort of stuff, all that legalese BS that you got to have, But yeah, so we do it initially at the first conference. We pre-claim them for it. And then I think the best answer to that, Eric, is in the first few steps, you don't really talk too much about price, right? So in the first, let's say, I'm just going to pick an example here. I don't have the sequence in front of me, but let's say it's week one, it's all about benefits. Week two, it's all about benefits. Week three, it's all about benefits. Week four, it's about benefits, plus you start overcoming price objections. You know what I'm saying? So like a great example in that book that I showed you guys at the Inner Circle meeting by Richard Bayon called Words That Sell, which, by the way, if you guys didn't write that down at the meeting, it's Richard Bayon, B-A-Y-A-N, and the book is called Words That Sell. And there's a whole section in that book about justifying a high price. And, of course, high price is relative, right? But there's a lot of phraseology in there that I would be very focused on using in the sales letters and also in the other pieces of the renewal prep. So things like, what is the value of education? All sorts of phraseology like that I'd be using probably not in the first few weeks or the first couple weeks, but definitely in the last few weeks before you do a conference with a person. So if you're targeting doing a conference with them at their first Bell graduation, which I think is what you guys were doing, you've got about 4 weeks in there where you can be just doing value build and benefit build, and then you've got about 3 or 4 weeks in there where you can start overcoming price objections. And it is probably stupid for me to say it. I mean, everybody knows this, but anything you can have someone else say about you and your program is much more influential than or impactful than what you'd say. So I would have, 4 or 5 testimonials about people saying, in fact, if you watch that DVD, we had 3 specific testimonials in the DVD, not in the beginning of the DVD, but at the end of the DVD, about how they didn't know if they could afford it, how they, didn't really understand at the time whether they could make that financial commitment and all that other stuff. But, I did X, Y, and Z, and I figured out how to pay for it, and now I'm so glad that I did. You know what I mean? So
Eric, I have a question.
That's how we did that.
If I can throw a question back at Eric. Eric, how are you presently doing it? When do you reveal the price now?
Currently in the invitation letter, when we invite them to upgrade, it says you may pay slightly more. Depending on payment options, you may actually be paying the same amount. If they do the prepay, in our case, their per month average stays about the same. We might be changing that, but that's when we're currently doing it.
Okay, but you're not obviously giving them, a dollars and cents because you don't know, and that would be erroneous to do it that way anyways. I mean, is what you're currently doing working?
Yeah, it seems to be. I mean, it can always be better, of course, but we don't really cover we don't give the exact number until the actual sit-down conference.
Yeah, you certainly would never do that. I've called some karate schools, and they actually leave that information on their answering machine message. You never do that. But, no, and the reason I ask you that is because, for someone who's doing $70,000, $80,000 a month, I mean, you've got a successful school, and I'm wondering if there's something there that you feel is not operating at its optimum level.
Well, we've talked about we're switching back from the group upgrade back to one-on-one, so I think that's
going to be the same price as you do a live direct payment.
Hello?
Hello,
okay,
Eric.
I bounced in and out. I thought maybe the echo might have been me, and I think it may have been. Okay, well, interesting. Okay. All right. No, maybe not. I still hear it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So Eric, does that answer your question?
That does, absolutely.
Okay, so you're going to test that and then let us know how that works out. I mean, in your case, I'd be very curious to see if it causes a marginal increase or a marginal decrease in your results, and I'm sure you'll be tracking that as well.
Probably, yep.
Okay, super.
And I think your model too is exactly right. It's you know, it's a question you don't have to answer unless it comes up. So it's very difficult to answer it in a letter, you know. So it's much easier to do kind of like what I illustrated and just have, you know, testimonials say, well, you know, I wasn't sure if I could afford it, and you know, it was the best thing that we did, and now that we've done it, it's been, you know, it's been such a tremendous, you know, change in Johnny and all that stuff. So you kind of want to try to defeat that ahead of time. And of course,
I do like the fact that he is. He's pre-framing them for a price increase, Toby, and I like that.
Exactly.
And especially the way he's doing it, because it sounds kind of gentle. You know, it's not like, you know, your tuition's going to double. It's more like, you know, there could be an increase in price as well. Maybe there will be, maybe there won't be, but at least they're not going to be shocked when he speaks to them about the upgrade. So I think he's doing it just right on the money, personally.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's actually dead on to what most of our script is. You know, it could be a 15-20% increase. It could stay about the same. It kind of depends on how you handle the payments, which is absolutely accurate. If they, like Eric said, if they pay in full, the monthly tuition, if you divided it out over the months, would be about the same as what they're paying right now anyway. So, yeah, it's a very easy phraseology thing to make work, and it's exactly right. You know, it eliminates any of that hesitation.
And just one thing real fast before we move on. Eric, what is the difference in tuition? I'm asking this for the benefit now of the peak performers between your basic entry-level program and your upgrade. What is the price difference?
The basic program is $157 a month.
Right.
And the top upgrade is $247 a month if they pay it monthly, but almost everybody, we encourage them to do the accelerated payment, which is $297 a month, for the prepayment, which is like $9,500, which actually averages only about $150 a month.
Okay, that speaks volumes. So if you're in the peak performers group and you're wondering about tuition, here's a man who's charging $157 when students walk through the door, and then $297 for the most part for the upgrade programs, or $9,500, I guess, on a cash out. So yes, indeed, there is a whole lot of elasticity in price. Okay, Eric, thank you. Toby?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're anything under $100, you got to change that like by tomorrow. If you're anything under $150, you should tweak it up $20 tomorrow, $20 in 3 weeks, and $20 in 3 weeks after that, and you won't have any marginal difference in student enrollment ratio. You'll just have more money. So that's a pretty easy formula to follow. Okay,
well,
that's good. Al, you're there. So maybe if everybody else mutes and then Al unmutes, we can talk to Al real quick.
Hello.
Hey, Al, that's perfect. Same question. How have you found the material so far? What are you implementing? Do you have any questions about anything? And what's the structure, do you think?
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a little background information on it, and I'm going to turn it over to my program director, Art, because I've delegated the letters and the communication to him, because what we're trying to do, just to refresh a bit from the last Inner Circle meeting, there was a very, very small gap in our regular program and our Black Belt Club program, and we're going to substantially increase the price to the Black Belt program by, I guess, about $50 a month is what we're looking at doing. And so I'm working on scheduling and restructuring the curriculum to drive that value so that, you know, obviously there's perception and there'll be an actual value there for them so that they don't complain about that. And we've decided that when we implement, we're going to give our current students an opportunity to enroll at current rates, and then after a certain date, we'll give them like 30 days, and after that, the rates are going to be increased for that.
Sure.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put Art on the phone so he can explain the details as to what we're doing.
Hey, Al, before you run off, can I ask you a question?
Actually, do you want to ask Al a question?
Or actually, who am I speaking
to? This is Art. I'm sorry.
Hey, Art. Okay, yeah, maybe you can answer the question.
Sure.
I'm just wanting to know this from my own background knowledge about your school and your progress. Al said there was a small gap between the basic program and the upgrade.
Correct.
What was the gap? What was the entry-level tuition, and what was the upgrade tuition?
Depending on the down payment, you're looking at about $122 to $136 for the entry level, and then we're tacking on about $20 a month to move up to Black Belt Club.
Lordy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, to be honest, look, that's not an uncommon syndrome. And really what happens is, I'm probably speaking out of turn because this probably isn't the case in Al's case, but what happens in a lot of schools is they hear about this upgrade idea, they implement it, maybe they don't implement, you know, very smoothly, and they start to get a lot of price resistance because they haven't built enough value in the perception of the customer. And then they try to sell it at a $50 a month higher price increase, and they get some resistance. And then they start kind of backing off. You know, they sort of get emotionally damaged, and they say, oh no, my market won't do this. And really what the case is the market's fine. It's that you didn't, you know, do the work ahead of time to build the value in their perception so that they want to do it. You know, that they're coming to you saying, man, we really want to do this leadership thing, or we really want to do this master club thing. How do we do it? And then you take them into the office and you explain to them, well, this is what you have to do to qualify, and you make them jump through the hoops and all that sort of stuff, which for the people former members we'll cover in a lot of detail, you know, in the next call. But if all the dominoes are set up appropriately, then it doesn't become a struggle. It becomes a facilitation, you know. So then what happens is they start kind of chipping down the price point because they think that people won't pay $50 more. You know, and this is just an overgeneralization, but that's a very common syndrome in the industry. And the upside is it's very easy to fix once you decide to change the way you think about it. You know.
Right. And one other question for you before you get rolling is the upgrade program at you said it was whatever that upgrade.
About 157 for the Black Belt Club, yeah.
Okay, so that's what I was looking for, Black Belt Club. Is Black Belt Club your highest level upgrade?
At this point, it is, yes. And as Al mentioned, we're looking at doing a major revision in the programs that we have.
Okay.
And that $20 differential right now, that probably is a fair assessment of the value that we're adding in for our Black Belt Club. And that's why we're at the $20 at this point, and why we need to make a major change to it to drive the value and provide a lot more than what we're doing in both our Black Belt Club as well as potentially a Leadership Club program that we're going to add.
Yes, indeed. I hear you loud and clear. Just a quick comment. If that was going to be your only upgrade program,
mm-hmm.
I think the $50 increase is still too low if it was going to be your only upgrade program. Now, if you're going to do more of a peer model, like we talked about in the last Inner Circle meeting, where you're mm-hmm. going to leapfrog from, you know, like a basic program to a Black Belt Club, to a Master Club, to a leadership training, then it would kind of maybe be okay. But if that's going to remain your only upgrade program for a while, I'm just planning to see that $50, that increase you're talking about may still be a little bit too low.
Hey, Rob, it's Al here. What would you think would be reasonable then if that were to be the only upgrade program?
Well, it depends on how much courage you have there, Al. I think that I think there's a lot of elasticity in price, as I said earlier, and I would say for a lot of schools, they're looking at a 50% increase.
I see.
Toby, what's the norm with you and your organization?
We look for about a 50% bump. We look for about 50% to Master Club and about 50% for leadership. So, and it doesn't always add up exactly that way. I mean, right now, obviously, we're 197 for a new enrollment, 259 and 349. So, actually, the other way around, 249, 359. So we're about $100 for the leadership, but about 150 from where they were at with basic. So, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like 50% was the common methodology, and it's probably a little bit more than that in the leadership right now.
I gotta go and get Kevin.
Okay.
All right. I'll be back.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway,
anyway, Art, sorry to interrupt you.
Not a problem.
Continue. Yep.
Getting back to where we started with the. Basically, it took a two-prong approach initially after getting some feedback from Al with regards to what you folks did at the last meeting. Put together a contact sheet, as I call it, that basically is a report that shows by class who has not upgraded. Grabbed one of the letters, actually it was Mark McGee's letter, and modified it to fit us a little bit better, and I'm sending that out in conjunction with having a face-to-face or a mat chat with the folks who haven't upgraded to begin pushing that even before doing anything else at all. And then beyond that, using the letters that you folks put together in the Inner Circle, use that as a core to begin developing our drip system with a combination of direct mail, email, and then, you know, mat chats and phone conversations. Beyond that, what I'm looking to do, and I'm starting to explore some alternatives, and I'd love whatever feedback you folks can give us, with regards to finding a way to automate the process as much as possible to make it a little bit more seamless and less daunting a task at this point. But let's say up to this point, that's what we've done so far, and as Al mentioned, we are going to be doing a complete rewrite of our schedule. We're adjusting levels to accommodate what we're looking to do with the upgrades that we're going to change with regards to Black Belt Club, as well as adding potentially a Leadership Club program and making all that adjustment and that change at one time and then pricing, obviously, along with that for what we're looking at. So that's kind of where we're at.
We have another member in the Inner Circle group, Jonathan Metcalf, who's going to add in a leadership training program in his school, and I know he's been working on that now for, I want to say, at least 2-3 months, getting ready for the launch of that.
Okay.
So maybe you guys could kind of contact him and find out, you know, what he's been doing to get ready for that. And in his school, I think, Toby, what's Jonathan have, like over 300 students?
I think he's got 340, 350 students, yeah, something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we're right around 280 at this point, plus or minus, so.
What software system are you using to run the front end?
Right now we've got MarshallSoft. And the jury's out on that. There seems to be a lot of functionality that we're not using. However, I don't know if it's going to be to the degree that I'm looking for, and I don't even know if there's going to be something out there that'll do what I want. I want to be able to have, in essence, drop a name in at either the prospect stage or, in this case, the upgrade stage, and have all the sequences taken care of more or less automatically. Whether it's something.
Go ahead and address that. Toby is the master of this. Go ahead and take 60 seconds, Toby, and nail that one.
Sure. Well, actually, confidentially, we're working on a solution to that behind the scenes. But that's confidential. Here's 2 cents worth. You can either do one of three things. Number one, you can go out and spend a whole hell of a lot of money on software to do it for you and take a big learning curve to set it up and all that stuff. Number two is you can spend a little bit on some software and you know, figure out how to piece it all together. And then number three is you can just kind of do it manually, right? And I know you don't want to do it manually, but here's how simple I had it boiled down to when we used Martial Arts Soft, right? Are you using Mass? Is that what it is? Martial Soft?
Member Solutions, Martial Soft.
Member Solutions.
Oh, Member Solutions.
Yeah,
oh,
Member
that,
Solutions.
That one. Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't do exactly what we want to do.
No.
But the way I had it boiled down before we transitioned into a software system that did it all, I had week one, week two, week three, week four. And we started our sessions on an even day. So if we had a graduation Friday, and the next week was week one, you know, so I had everybody who did an upgrade got the week one letter. And then next week, everybody who hadn't been upgraded yet got the week two letter. And then you know what I mean, that type
right.
of thing? So that's the easy manual way to do it. The you know, AWeber is a very inexpensive electronic piece of that can deliver the emails for you. AWeber.com, you can set up your autoresponder sequence, and when you add a contact to it, it just goes by delay, you know, by send this email in 2 days, this email in 4 days, this email in 8 days,
right?
That type of thing. So that could be a solution to the email component. I had done a bunch of beta testing, and we actually used Mass for a while, that Chicken's Way software. And that does integrate those pieces. When I was using it, it wasn't very good at direct mail at all, and it wasn't very good at queuing internal fulfilled direct mail.
Right.
So that was the gap that I found with that. That's why I went to the week one, week two, week three system. You know?
Right. And you and I had talked before.
The easiest thing.
Right. Well, you and I had talked before, and we never, unfortunately, were able to coordinate our schedules to get that call made. But that's one of the avenues that I'm pursuing is with that as well. And at some point, you know, whenever things free up for you, if you want to, you know, catch up with the league and try and do that again. But that would be one of the avenues. And again, that may be, you know, that may do 90% of it for me, or it could do 100%, given my past experience with them. So that's another one I'm toying with, along with looking at Xerox and some other folks as well. So.
Yeah, like I said, confidentially behind the scenes, NatMa, we're working on a solution for that.
Right.
No one in the niche, as far as I know, and probably Champions Way is closest, but no one in the niche, as far as I know, integrates all the functionality that we would like to integrate. But like I said, confidentially behind the scenes, we're working on some solutions for that. But my recommendation would be, if MarshallSoft doesn't do email, you can farm that to AWeber. And if they do, you can just integrate it in there. But otherwise, it's week one, week two, week three. You know.
Right.
We've got some car wind noise, something going on. So please mute your phone.
Yeah. If you're in a car, we caught you. Hit star six real quick.
Yeah, it's drowning us out. Thank you. Nope.
Still there.
That wasn't the one.
Yeah.
Tell you what. On the count of three, everybody say.
There it goes. There it went.
Oh, never mind. See, we've done that before. We say on the count of three, everybody say your name, and the one name that you hear is the guy that's the fault. So, thank you. we're going to port to a moderated line here probably in a month or two, so we should solve all these issues. But
okay, on your particular situation for Mr. Bartlinski, and I don't know if he's still on the call.
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I got you. Good, 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 good. Well, in your particular case, A, I'm very glad to hear that you are raising your prices, and I think you're going to be very pleased with the results. You may explore going a little bit higher than where you're at, but I think the first step was to do what you're doing, which was to raise it, certainly. I would suggest maybe try that out for a month, and if you see no big change in anything, which you won't, then maybe you'll feel more comfortable bumping it up another notch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I also think that it's a good idea to incorporate a leadership training program into your school as long as that fits your vision for the school and you think it'll blend well with your culture and all that kind of stuff, and then maybe use that upgrade program you currently have, I guess it's your Black Belt Club, maybe as a downsell for people who don't want to go into the leadership training. But if you're looking for another program that you can offer at a much higher price point than Black Belt Club, no question in my mind, leadership training is where it's at, because parents in particular will pay so much more for character education and life skill development than they will for more kicks and punches. So keep that in mind, and if you do decide to go down that road, hook up with Jonathan Metcalf, because he's in the process right now of a launch of this in his school, and since he has well over 300 students, I don't think he'd object to me saying this. This will probably translate to like a six-figure bump in his gross if it's done properly. So you know, might want to connect with him too. Okay.
Right on.
Anything else before we move on?
No, I think we're all set. I appreciate you.
Any questions about anything?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Okay, good. Let's maybe just kind of ping pong around a little bit, too. We've got about 30 minutes left on the call, so let's do maybe a couple of more one-on-one, and then we'll open up for some questions. Is Jason on? Jason, are you here?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, you're here. Nice to see you. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Brilliant. Hey, any feedback from the renewal prep systems and where you're at with that, and if you have any input or questions?
Basically, since we had the inner circle meeting last time, and since I came here, and I trying to build those the renewal prep systems, and then we did those drip system. There's a lot of great information there, so I'm trying to systemize those the sequential emails and letters. I'm still working on those parts.
Mm-hmm.
And also another thing that I'm working on right now is that it seems to me, I need to have some sort of a DVD or CD to collect all these testimonials.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it seems like that's very, very powerful. I've seen those Mile High Karate, those the testimonial stuff,
mm-hmm.
and that is so powerful. Even myself, yeah. I was sitting down and watching those DVD for 30 minutes, and, you know, I almost cry. You know?
Yeah. The lady at the end is something else, isn't she? It's amazing. It really is good. It really is.
Right.
Jason, I have somebody I could probably put you in touch with if you would like somebody to actually come out to your school, do the filming, and produce that whole thing for you. Toby and I actually met this gentleman. I think his name is Jeff, but I can't remember, when we were at the recent Dan Kennedy Super Conference, and I have his business card. So, that's something. If you, send me an email if you're interested in that, and I'll try to get that information for you. But I think that is a extremely powerful tool, and I would say it's almost an essential tool for everybody on this phone call. What we're talking about is a very well-done, compelling DVD that answers all kinds of objections that would be in somebody's mind that's a prospective student or a prospective upgrade student, as well as paints a picture of all the benefits for long-term martial arts training at your school. And something like that truly does speak volumes. Everybody on this call should have.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree with that. And to me, and I can still build up all this, automatic sequential, the renewal prep letters and emails. Yeah, those are the important things. But this DVD, testimonials DVD, I believe that's one of the most powerful things to touch their heart, I mean the prospect's heart.
Yeah.
Jason, so, if you don't mind, I've got one fast question for you.
Sure.
We were speaking at the last meeting, and you were having some challenges with an A program director and a B program director.
Yes.
I think one had much higher closing ratios than the other. Did you go to work on fixing that challenge?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear it. There's.
Have you gone to work on fixing that challenge to get the other program director up to speed?
Yes. Actually, what I'm trying, what I do is that I, we used to have a one, the program directors meeting per week, and now we do it twice a week. And seems like I need to give more training. And also on top of that, and another thing that I do is that we each, the program director has their own the stats. So they report the stats to me by email every before they leave. So I can just take a look at what they've done and their closing ratio and how many the follow-up call they do. So that way then I can do, you know, follow-up and see what they need to do so then I can, you know, do the better training for those the program directors.
What gets measured gets done, as they say, and that's so critically important. I mean, good Lord, you know, you spend all this time and effort and money to create leads. You market and you create these complex drip systems and sophisticated approaches, and what does it all translate to? It translates to new leads coming into the school, and what a crying shame if those leads come in and somebody drops the ball and they don't get converted to a student. You know, and you could see the long-term ramifications of this if you've got one program director that can enroll 8 out of 10 people and one that only enrolls 5 out of people. Cumulatively, what are those 3 people that's being lost worth over the course of a year every week? You know, it's a lot of money being left on the table. So that's kind of something I've been thinking about in your situation, because that's something that's just simply got to be fixed.
Right. What I'm trying to do is, and one of the things at this point is, you know, I need to put more time on training the staff.
Yes.
And if they, you know, think as I think, and if they do as I do, and then, you know, problem solved, I guess.
This is
running the school the way I want, so that's what I'm trying to do right now.
But lots of training and constant, never-ending staff training, and that leads me to something else too. Here, very briefly, is that it does not matter if you're a peak performer or if you're in the inner circle and you're like Jason. Jason's school is doing over $1 million a year. One facility is truly extraordinary. But it doesn't matter if you're Jason Yee or somebody doing $4,000 a month. The bottom line is you've got to be staff training all the time, and I mean like constantly. And some people get hung up on that word staff. They say, well, I don't have a staff, so maybe I don't need to do any staff training. Wrong. If you are the staff, or if it's you and your wife, or if it's you and an assistant, it doesn't matter. You've got to be developing your skill set personally and professionally all the time, or you're just fooling yourself, because the world is constantly evolving and the only constant out there is change. And unless you're constantly embellishing and sharpening your skill set in the areas of marketing and selling and leadership skills and team development and financial management and on, then you're just behind the curve. So let that be a lesson for anybody, especially our peak performers who aspire to become where our inner circle members already are. Okay, Jason, anything else we can do for you today?
That's about it. Yeah, if you can, I'm going to email you, so if you can get the name, give me the name for those who can produce those DVD, then that would be great.
Yeah, and Toby may have somebody for you also, you definitely want a nice professional presentation. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
Let me say 2 things about that, Jason, real quick.
Okay.
We probably talked a little bit about this at the meeting, but for the P-Performer members and any of the new Inner Circle guys, you've got email, you've got fax, you've got personal phone calls, you've got personal meetings, you've got mat chats, you've got, you know, letters, you've got all these media, right? All these are is a delivery media to get your message to a customer, right? So you can either send it to them in an email, you can send them a testimonial with a letter, you can send it however, right? Now when you look at, and I'm going to default back to my framing, if you look at our Mahan Karate new student information package, when you look at the package, you've got two audio CDs, a DVD, and a little booklet. Now, the audio CD isn't anything more than the DVD on audio. And the booklet isn't anything more than everything everybody in the DVD was talking about in written form. Well, it's a little bit more than that, but that's primarily what it is. So really what you're doing is you've got to assume that your market is only going to be stimulated by X number of media. So like if it's me, you know, if it's me, I haven't watched an Atma DVD. I'm gonna be honest with you. I haven't watched an Atma DVD before 6 months ago. I hadn't watched one in 2 years. And the reason is because I can't sit still and watch a DVD for an hour. I just don't have time. You know what I mean?
Shame
now,
on you.
Now, let me qualify that. I've listened to every audio CD ever for like 12 years, right? And I've listened to every audio presentation by anybody over there that I've ever bought, right? I've got like a whole rack full of the stuff before we were part of the company, right? So what that means is that media stimulates me more. You know, I it fits my lifestyle more. It fits the way I work more. So for you as a school owner to give me a DVD, to me it wouldn't be stimulating because I'd never watch it. Unless you forced me to do it, right? Now, if you gave me a DVD and an audio CD, well, I'll put the audio CD in my car on the way home. You know what I mean? Now, that's just me. So what you have to do is, and the lesson in this is, one media is never good. Use every media, you know? So if you're going to have a testimonial DVD, then have them strip the audio off and put it on a CD for you, too. And then have that audio CD transcribed and make it a whole testimonial booklet. And then have the testimonial booklet. Yep.
Toby is absolutely right, and if I can, I'd like to give an assignment to the peak performers. I won't do this for the Inner Circle members because I'm sure that they have already done it. But anyway, what I think you should do is go start tonight and start collecting testimonials from your student body. It would be best if you can get them on videotape, because then you can put these up on your website. Or you can, as Toby just said, you can strip just the audio out and put them on a CD. That's obviously the very finest way to do it, is to get these things on videotape. But what you want is as many of them as you could possibly get. We've just completed a testimonial booklet here at NAPMA, which is in the final stages of design and getting ready to go to press, and I think at last count it was over 50 pages long. Now, the fact is that nobody's going to read 50 pages of testimonials that are just singing the praises of NAPMA, but that falls under the category of what's known as overwhelming example. What you want somebody to do is to open the thing up, kind of move it up and down in their hands and go, geez, this is thick. Read the first two, skip to the last two, flip through the middle and go, geez, they must not be lying. There's too many people here that are singing the same song. And if you can create that your student with your student body, you've got a very, very powerful marketing tool that falls into the category of social proof, and you should start on that as soon as you hang up this telephone.
Yeah. Exactly what I said earlier is what someone else says about you is 1,000 times more credible than what you say about yourself. Now, one last thing. It was my second bullet point. One last thing, Jason, on this is, and Rob said something, and I know what he means, but there's one thing not to get trapped into. You do want to have a very professional presentation. You don't want it to be, you know, handy cam moving around making your audience sick. But I'll caution you against one thing. The person giving the testimonial should be absolutely spontaneous. It shouldn't look scripted. It shouldn't look pre-planned or anything. It should be you said go, and you turn the camera on, and they're stumbling and stammering and fumbling, and they don't exactly know how to explain what they want to say, but they're saying it anyway, you know, that sort of thing. The
it
more real
look
it looks
scripted.
And feels, the better it is.
When you talk about a professional presentation, look at the Mile High Karate DVD as an example. And Toby, correct me if I'm wrong, but everybody on this call should have gotten that, like when they joined Maximum Impact, correct?
Yeah, it's in that first bonus package. Yeah.
It's in the big bonus package. You should have gotten this DVD that we're talking about. And you could see how well done that video is from a videography standpoint. But Toby's absolutely right. The last thing you ever want to do is give somebody a script, have them look like a deer in headlights while they're reading it in front of the camera. That's, you know, that's just not how it's done. But I think you get the idea. The key is here is get to work on it tonight.
Yeah. Hugely important. So good. So that's a good implementation that we didn't talk about, but that's definitely useful. So we want to be developing letters, emails, but also CD, DVD, even if it's – oh, by the way, Jason, here's another great technique for everybody. By the way, we do a little PowerPoint presentation when we do in Eric's verbiage, it would be like a 2-4-6 meeting. In ours, is we do a prep conference and then we do a final conference. And during their enrollment conference, their prep conference, and their final conference, we have a little PowerPoint presentation that we walk them through. And about every third slide in the PowerPoint is one of those little video clips.
Yep.
So it'll say something like, you know, and this is just me talking. It's not exactly what it says, but it's something like, you know, Mrs. Jones, what some people are concerned about is, you know, the financial commitment involved in our leadership program, and that's certainly something that we need to talk about. But let me go ahead and walk you through this slide. And this slide says, well, it could be like Eric said, well, depending on how you break up the payments, it could be the same amount that you're paying now. It could be maybe a 15% to 20% increase. But here's what our parents have found. And then you click the next slide, and it's three parents back-to-back saying, oh, well, you know, we just didn't know if we could afford it, and we just figured out how to make it work, and ultimately we were so glad we did because of X, Y, and Z, right? So now you've got that video as a plug-in that you can use for your PowerPoint presentation, too.
And just so we stay on target with the focus of this call, which is upgrades and renewals, right, Toby, this is not just something that you could use to get students to make the commitment to become a new enrollment at your school, but as Toby just clearly illustrated, these same testimonials, or maybe a different spin on testimonials, can be used to facilitate upgrades into your school, which is, again, the essence of this call. Okay.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, good. I was thinking we could open up, but let's do this. If you have any background noise, don't unmute yourself. If you're in a quiet area, you can go ahead and unmute yourself. And if we have any other questions, I think we've covered, you know, a lot of ground, but let's make sure if you have any lingering questions or any implementation ideas that we share that with everybody. If anybody has anything particularly compelling that you're working on or that you need support with or help with the renewal preparation process, go ahead and maybe unmute your phone real quick and ask it, and we'll point it around the room.
Hey, Toby, this is Chuck Crone.
Hey, Chuck, great. What you got, man?
Well, I've got a 3:30 appointment, and I'm going to do this real quick.
Okay.
So
okay.
What I'm doing is I got my programs are the basic program at $139 a month, and then it upgrades to $197 a month for Black Belt Club, and then $295.50 for the Master's Club, which includes the leadership at this time.
Good.
What I'm looking at doing
is... Chuck, what's that last number again? I missed it.
$297. It's $295.50.
Okay, got it.
And what that is the Master's Club, which has a leadership program, and that can be paid in full $10,638 or monthly. At this time, my programs, any upgrade, is a paid in full 1 year in advance. There's no payment option. So I do see with me increasing the price, I did have a couple of people that turned that down. They paid in full and said if they could pay payments, they'd do it, and I'd split it up two payments or something like that. I'm very flexible with that. The question I have for this before I implement a couple of the things that I want to do is, Toby, the drip system. I've got a couple things in place that I want to put out before I even announce this to my students.
Sure.
And I was looking to see what you have come together or put together with our homework assignment. Wanted to make sure I did not miss that. I've been out for a week. I don't see anything here, but that's my next thing that I need to look at, see what we all came up with.
Yeah, if you haven't gotten the documents, I'll send them to you right now. Everybody did really well, to tell you the truth. I went through and spent about 2.5 hours tweaking formatting and tweaking some of the content. And I didn't delete anything. Now, the disclaimer is Charles Dudley had an extremely persuasive story. He had a really good story about a student, right? And it's really good. I'm going to use it myself. It was really good, but it got a little bit long in the middle. So I would recommend you trim a little bit of that. But other than that, I mean, but it was a brilliant story, and I would use it every place you get a chance. But yeah, if you haven't gotten the documents, I'll forward them to you right now. You should have received them already.
Okay.
If anyone else has not received those documents, send me an email, TobyMilroy@NAMA.com, any of the initial members, and I'll send them out to you ASAP.
Okay, great.
So, Jack,
yeah, I'll pass it over to you right
you're
away.
You're saying that on your upgrade, the only option is a cash out?
That's the way I had it, and I'm not getting enough of a ratio. So I'm going to – I started being a little more flexible with the payment plan.
Well, remember, Rob, his past structure was the upgrade was just the additional amount. So it was...
Right,
it
they're
was
already paying a basic program.
Yeah.
Okay, they're already paying $139 a month as it is. And this was on top of that.
Yeah.
So it would be... I don't have the numbers broken down, but I think it's $995.50 for the Masters Club.
On top of what you're already paying.
What's that?
Yeah.
That nine-something is on top of what they're already paying.
Correct.
Right?
So they continue with their payments, and then they just add this to as they paid in full.
Okay, but, now Chuck, refresh my memory. I think, and I'm saying this for everybody's benefit, but didn't you just, like, really raise your prices?
Yes, I did.
What did you raise it from what to what?
My prices were $96.25 a month. And I took them up to $139 a month for the basic.
Okay.
The leadership program was, or not the leadership, I mean, the black belt program was $450. That went up to, what the heck is it? I forget the number. I raised it a couple times. I think it's $780. $780, I believe. And then the Masters Club was only $550. That went to $995.50.
Okay, on top of the pre-existing.
On top of the pre-existing, right.
Okay.
Yeah, they were structured as an add-on, yeah.
It's structured as an add-on, okay. And
correct.
When you raised your tuition, I think you saw positive results.
Yes, I did. My income raised about $4,000 over 1 month to another, 2 months, I believe it was.
Okay, so going forward, that's roughly about a $50,000 bump for you.
Correct.
And correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but if it's, what, $4,000 a month, is that going to be something pretty consistent now?
No, I don't like to say that it will be. I'd rather look on the lower side of it. I would say a good $3,000 of that's going to be consistent and develop from there. That way I'm not over...
Sure.
Estimating what my income's going to be from that.
Well, hey, you know what? A $36,000 a year bump on the low end isn't bad.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Nice work, nice work. I'm glad to see that you are implementing. Anything else we can do for you?
Lots of stuff.
We'll be right but there.
I'm out of time. I've got to run. I've got 10 minutes to go someplace. It takes 10 minutes to get there.
Yeah, okay. I just emailed you all those documents, Chuck, so you should be good to go.
Keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you very much.
Take care.
I'll talk to you guys next time.
Okay, Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck.
Bye.
Okay, anybody else real quick? We've got a few minutes left on the call. Any other lingering questions or implementation ideas or solutions you need or anything like that?
Toby?
Yeah?
This is Al Bartlinski again.
Yeah, Al, how are you?
Right.
But I got a question for you. Okay, we have a regular program, which really is a year-to-year program. You know, they come up for renewal, and if they don't want to go to Black Belt Club, they sign up, and they just stay on what we'll call a regular program. Now, we're going to move toward this, and rather quickly, this issue of they either move up or they're out after a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do we do about those who have been with us for several years and are not in the Black Belt Club, not in any upgrade program? What do we do when we implement these new programs or this new approach? What should we do with those people?
You know, you just got to make a value judgment. And really what it is number one, it's you know, if you decide you don't want to deal with it and you just want to force them out, you can do that. But I mean, that's not a very, like...
No, I wouldn't want to do that.
...way to do things. Yeah,
that's
not right. My personal opinion, when I implemented all this stuff, right, when I did this, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, whatever it was, we actually ended up having just a huge year that year. Because we offered them the opportunity to renew at, you know, current rates for the new program. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's kind of like what we talked about at the meeting. I mean, basically, if you're going to, well, you know what? Really, it isn't any different than the Inner Circle program, right? I mean, we've got, you know, these 50 or 60 people in the peak performers who you know are working their way into the Inner Circle thing, right?
Uh-huh.
So if they qualify in 12 months, it might be something that they're eligible for. And obviously, you know, we have to raise tuition rates. I mean, that's an economic fact. So it's sort of the same thing. You go to your student body and say, listen, you guys have been loyal students for X number of years, and we really appreciate it, and we really appreciate you. And what we're doing is adding so many more resources to this new program. Now, unfortunately, this new program is a 50% bump in tuition. Now, what I can do for you is offer it to you for a 15% bump in tuition, and we can get you into this new program and you know, whatever, right? Now, you're going to skim off probably about 60 or 70% of them with that.
Right.
Now, that still leaves you with 15 or 20%, and then you know, you can try to build some kind of a quasi stay-the-way-you-are kind of thing for them.
Gotcha.
You know?
All right, that's good.
It's just a value judgment. And personally, in my case, I remember this like it was yesterday. I lost exactly two students. And I had about 190. I lost exactly two students in 6 months over the whole deal.
Uh-huh.
What it was these were the two students that, and frankly, I was willing to work with them on the finance. You know, I was willing to, and this is another value judgment, I was willing to put them into leadership the same amount that they were paying, just have them spread out their payments for an extra, like, 3 months, right?
Uh-huh.
And just so that I could put that person in a leadership uniform and get them out on the floor.
Right.
And be social proof. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I was more than willing to do that because I love the kids and I love the families and all that stuff. And what it ended up coming down to was they had mentally checked out probably 6 months prior. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So they were waiting to quit anyway. Just like you needed a reason to quit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think you have to be prepared for that. This is very important because part of the whole success or failure of upgrade programs, whether it's at your martial arts school, Al, or NAPMA, frankly, because we have ours too, obviously, you're in one of them, is the culture that you set up. And what Toby is just a kind of a bystander here listening. Toby has made that decision for a number of reasons, but one of them was to begin to establish the culture in the school for upgrades and to create that visual of, you know, the majority of the students are in the upgrade programs, and it's not the other way around. In so many schools, you know what you have? You have the minority of the students in the upgrade programs. So a situation like that almost kind of encourages someone to be in the majority, which is to not upgrade.
Right.
Okay? Toby, you've got, I would guess, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to say at least, what, 80% of your students in upgrade programs, either Master's Club or Leadership Training?
Yeah, we're just under 80%. I think we're like 79% right now, but our target's 80%. We want when a new student walks in the door, we call it like a sea of blue because we have our leadership guys in blue tops, but we want everybody to see all the blue tops, and that's exactly why we do that, yeah.
And that's exactly right, and for all of you kick performers who haven't maybe been in our first live meeting yet and so forth, the culture is critical, and Toby has the vast majority of his students paying $359 a month. Wouldn't it be nice to have students paying that kind of a tuition level? But I don't think you could just say, hey, everybody, it's $359 a month, and they're going to go, oh, good, sign me up. A lot of it has to do with the culture that you create in your school and the way that you sell from the floor and the way that you establish the relationship for upgrades from the minute that they walk through the door and the way that you pre-frame it in the initial enrollment conference. I mean, as Toby said earlier, and this is key for everybody on this call, if you frame that first enrollment as the be-all, end-all, this is it, then when you go and try to upgrade them, they're going to say, but I thought I had the be-all, end-all. Okay, so you've got to pre-frame the student for the future upgrade, and everything between that initial enrollment and that upgrade conference has to be structured and systematized in such a manner where it facilitates the support of the student and the willingness and the desire to upgrade. Am I right about that, Toby?
It's absolutely on target. I mean, it's not. It starts from the very first day, the very first meeting. In fact, just after the info call. You know what I mean? It's everything that happens from the minute you touch a student to the minute they become a black belt. So, it's something you can just wait until you decide you want to go ask them for a check.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Who else do we have on the call? Toby, is Keith Wilkes with us today?
Keith is.
Yes.
Hey, Keith, there you are. Keith, what's going on with you? You had a lot to work on last time we met. Give us, 45 seconds.
Yeah, I'm just sitting down twiddling my thumbs watching money roll in. Yeah. I got 3 pages of implementation stuff to do. It's awful. I tell you what, and what's the interesting case, of course, with me, and you know, is I'm like the little guy on the totem pole because I had no upgrade program, right? And I'm not charging enough, so I've got so much more work than I guess some of the guys do because we're going to put the leadership program and Black Belt Club starting classes June 1st in my Lancaster school, the newest school, and then a month later in my other two schools. That's how we have that schedule. So I'm getting all that fine-tuned now. The reason I want to do the first school first is so we can spend a month just, you know, making sure everything's what we want it to be, right? And then we've been taking our prices up. Doesn't hurt a bit to raise the prices. I decided to come in, like I showed you at the meeting, $169 for leadership program and $129 for Black Belt Club. That's just an initial offering. And the prices will go up in a couple months as we get that going. Cause I want,
that's,
you know,
a major improvement.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I told you about we ended up $2,500 over from May to June on our earned revenue. That's not a big bump from the previous month, but from last year in April, it was up 27%.
27% bump. But that's what we're dealing with here is continuity, correct?
Yeah.
So it's not like it's going to be like a big drop next month. It should continue to rise steadily, I would
assume. That's right. And my student value went up from about $63 the first 3 months to it was $72 last month.
And you are really on target for a big year.
Yeah, that's because fantastic. I was thinking, you know, Ben, if we could get to like $80 a month for student value by the end of the year, that would be great. And I'm looking at that, and I'm saying there's no way we can't beat that probably by the end of the summer and be probably closer to $100 by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Lord, boy, I tell you what, that's exciting. I think out of everybody in the Inner Circle group, you're going to provide us with the very best testimonial. In fact, I'm going to write yours today and give it to you in about 8 minutes, and you can find the bottom. No, just kidding.
but my situation is probably what most of the guys are on the phone call, like in a peak performance. Is that we're not charging enough and we don't have those programs in place. And,
right.
and I'll tell you, it's a lot of work to get those programs in place and get the stuff organized and all that stuff. But it's going to pay off in the long run, absolutely.
Oh, it's going to pay dividends forever for as long as you're in the martial arts school business. That's the beauty of it. Talk about return on investment. That's like being in the toll booth position because it just continues to pay off. It doesn't change next month, you know.
Yeah.
One thing that Keith talked about is average student value, and this is a extremely valuable lesson, probably one of the most valuable that's ever taken place on this call today. He's monitoring and measuring his average student value, and one way to figure that out that's very easy is to just simply take the amount of revenue you grossed last month and divide your active student count into that, and that'll give you just, you know, your average student value. And for many of you on this call that aren't in the Inner Circle program, I'm sure that your average student values are probably anywhere from maybe $60 to $100 a month. Well, whatever it may be, your goal and our goal, I'm speaking for me and Toby here, is to help you to consistently get that number up higher and higher and higher until you're in the ballpark of an Eric Zabarich who has an average student value of over $200 a month, and that's a great place to be. Keith, anything else we can do for you today?
No, I'm just spending a lot of time, you know, teaching my classes and you know, wherever school I am that night, and trying to get this stuff implemented during the day. And it's going to be a process, but yeah, what you have to do is do it very systematically, and not try to let yourself get overwhelmed, because, you know, I'm keeping myself from getting overwhelmed by all the stuff we have to do, and try to get it in logical order and go through it.
Well, make sure you eat your Wheaties, stay very positive. And you know, don't let the heat off. I mean, I think it was you know, Zig Ziglar, whomever, talks about it. You know, that, you know, somebody is in sales. You know, they make a big sale and then they take the rest of the day off. You know, you're on the fast track to success, and you're redefining the way you operate your business, and it's going to pay huge dividends. So just keep the heat on. Okay.
Yeah. One last thing I'll say is, you know, we've had our conversations, and I know at the time before I got in the Inner Circle that I was operating at pretty much higher level than a lot of school owners were, even where I am now, right? And the fact that what I saw these guys in the Inner Circle, it was way above where I am now. So they're absolutely dragging me up.
Well, that's fantastic. And I'm actually talking to some people right now. I'm not going to mention any names, and I'm not going to mention or make any promises, but I'm hoping I can bring some people into the Inner Circle group that can drag everybody up. I was chatting with a gentleman last week who has two schools. One is 17,000 square feet. The other is 14,000 square feet. His first school does well over $1 million a year. His second school is growing so fast that they have literally pulled the plug on all marketing because they just can't keep up with the growth that's happening in this school. This gentleman may come into the inner circle. He's a pretty sharp operator, and some others of that ilk. So, boy, I'll tell you, you know, you want to be successful, you got to get around other successful people, and that's really the essence of a mastermind group like Inner Circle or Peak Performers. Toby, what else you got for us today?
Well, you know, I think that was pretty good. If I had one more comment to echo what you just said and to pair it with what Keith said, you know, think about what emotionally makes you feel better. And Keith would be much, quote, happier if he could go home and, like, veg out and watch television for a couple hours a night and talk to his wife the next morning, and his wife says, oh, it's okay, I know how busy you are, and I know how overworked you are, and I know all this stuff is too difficult to do, so why don't you just take a break and, you know, don't do it, don't worry about all this stuff, and they'll be fine, the school will be fine. You know, we would be much emotionally happier in the short term if we would have someone validate our insecurities and validate our desire to not to want to perform, right? But that's not what this thing is about, right? This thing is about, like, making you do it, right? It's about surrounding yourself with people who, you know, I'll recant my experience again. You know, sitting in that room at the Summit of Martial Arts Millionaires, you've got, you know, Rob Colasanti in the room, you've got Sergio Von Schmeling and Bill Clark and Steve LaValle and Keith Hafner and Stephen Oliver. I mean, you've got all these guys in the room, and you've got to just sit there for 5 minutes and say to yourself, well, you know, they aren't that much smarter than I am. Right? You know, they don't work that much harder than I do. They just do things a little differently, you know, and they don't let themselves back off when the pressure gets high. And, you know, that sort of thing. You know, you start to make those kind of value judgments. And I think we're all, like, really proud of Keith because he's got tons of work to do, right? But,
yeah, he sure does.
Yeah, yeah, but we all know how big of an impact this is going to make on his revenue and on his lifestyle. I mean, you know, three schools at double his net income is, like, you know, life-changing. It's a life-altering activity. You know, this
Absolutely.
Isn't just, yeah, this isn't just having an extra, you know, you buy an extra movie ticket a month. I mean, this is like life-altering activity he's going through right now. So,
yeah.
So I mean, I think we're all really excited about that.
I'm very excited about it, and for so many of, really for everybody on this call, I mean, I've gotten to know you, I'm learning about what your strengths are, your weaknesses, your successes, and all these kinds of things. For many of you, I'm getting to know, and Toby is too, your staff members in some cases. It's really a wonderful thing that we can all grow together. NAPMA's growing like a weed. We had 177 new enrollments and upgrades last month in NAPMA, and I got to tell you, that's just a wonderful thing.
And record. It just that's validates. Record, isn't it?
I'm not sure if it's a record. I think it might be. But going back to the cardio karate days, I know I was the guy doing the enrollments into NAPMA at that time. In fact, I enrolled over 1,000 people into NAPMA before there was ever even a second person in the membership department. And there were some months there where we were enrolling people so fast that it was like, you know, like lunchtime at McDonald's. I mean, we just couldn't write the things fast enough. But that was pretty close to a record if it wasn't. But, you know, we're growing. Our inner circle members are growing. Our peak performers are going to start to grow as well now. Dusty Everson, I know in our last meeting you said you had a record month the month before last. I know that you're going to continue to build upon that. Do we have Matt Dorsey on the call?
He was here.
He's unmuting. Hello, Matt. How does Matt unmute? I hear him trying.
Star 6, same as to mute. I think that was Keith going away.
That was Keith going away, huh? Matt, anybody? Hello, Matt?
Matt was here. Maybe he may be having trouble unmuting.
Gotcha. And is John Metcalf here? Calling John. How about Mark Klein?
John was here, and I believe Mark was as well.
Okay, good, good.
I think they're all muted. Yeah.
It's possible that they had to go.
I'm here.
Now, who's this?
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing since we last spoke? You have a very interesting ethnic situation going on in your community. what's going on?
Well, last month was not so hot.
Okay.
But like I told you when I saw you in Nashville and in Clearwater, that March was the best month I ever had.
Okay.
Today is the 15th, and I'm at 60 to 65% of the best month I ever had.
Okay.
Already.
Well, how much of your revenue is going to come in the second half of the month is the question.
I have stuff coming in every day.
Okay.
I set it up like that.
So if you look at your cash flow projections, where do you anticipate being at the end of the month? Are you going to be pleased with it?
Yeah, I should. This should be the best month I've ever had by the time I'm done.
The best month you've ever... You know, thank you for saying that. And I'm going to throw something in if I can, just an industry perspective now. Holy cow, I'm talking with school owners all over the world, and I'm seeing an interesting thing. I'm seeing a lot of guys going out of business. I mean, all the time. They're literally shutting down, okay? And the other side of it is so interesting to me also. I mean, you hear guys like Mark Klein saying that he's looking at maybe having a record month this month. Dusty Everson last month had a record month. NAPMA, 177 new schools and upgrades last month. We're looking at, Keith Wilkes, I think, had a record. I mean, just one after the next. Toby, are you seeing any records in the Mile High Karate Group?
Oh yeah. Doug Mooney just had a $40,000 weekend.
Not a $40,000 month. That's a $40,000 weekend.
Yeah, 2 days. Well, he did a Friday, Saturday. So Friday, Saturday, he did like four big renewal deals for $40,000, and then actually three big renewal deals for $40,000, and then we did a $60,000 January, which is a really good January for us since we're closed one of the weeks. But that was a few months back. And, actually, you know what? Amanda Christensen in on Planet Mile High Karate, I think she just did, like, 17 enrollments on a Friday, Saturday last week. I can't think of any other ones. We haven't had a staff call in 2 weeks, so I don't know of any other pending records.
Well, what about those other two gentlemen? Matt, didn't Matt have a big month? I mean, he was talking about it when I was in Colorado, but...
Yeah, that was a few months ago. I think it was February. They did a $60,000 weekend. So I think they ended up at like 110 that month.
Right. Well,
yeah. I mean, it's happening all the time. Yeah.
So the bottom line here is, and where I'm going with this whole thing, just because I think it's an important part of this overall discussion, and for you being in Peak Performers and Inner Circle, I mean, please understand, there has never been a better time in the history of the martial arts to have a martial arts school. Period. I mean, this is it. And I'll tell you, for everybody out there that I see going out of business and whining and crying about the economy, which is definitely a realistic concern, I see other people out there that are like on this phone call and the people Toby are just talking about in NAPMA having record highs. Why is that? Well, the reason is because we're marketing properly, we're managing our time properly, we haven't picked an awful location like opening up a karate school in the middle of a cornfield and there's nobody around for 60 square miles. You know, we're working harder to keep, you know, right now you've got to work harder to maintain. That's the bottom line, because there's no free rides anymore. People are just not walking into karate schools. We all have to work a little bit harder now to maintain. People are tweaking their systems and refining what they do, and that's why we're starting to see these people that are just not willing to embrace change. They're not willing to do anything different. These people are literally going out of business. By the same token, we're talking to guys like this gentleman I spoke to last week who has to stop the marketing at his second 14,000-square-foot school because it's just growing too quick, and they're trying to figure out how to accommodate the mass flood of students that are coming through the doors. You see, so which camp do you want to be in? I think I know the answer to that question. Toby, what else have you got for us today?
Well, I think you know that's it. I think from a market analysis standpoint, what I think you're seeing anecdotally is what we're seeing statistically, and from in many other niches too. What's happening in the marketplace right now is that the world is shrinking. Technology has never been cheaper, and it continues to get even more cheap, and we have more access to it. So that means we have better information, we have easier delivery methods for our marketing media, we have all sorts of advantages now. But what happens is if I refuse to change the way I do business, or if I refuse to grow with technology, and if I refuse to grow with the changing market, then we're at the market's mercy. And it's not 1986 when, you know, the Karate Kid just got finished and kids were flooding in the school doors. It's not that time. Although Panda and Forbidden Kingdom are going to be very helpful, but it just isn't that time now. Instead, we have to be very sophisticated in our marketing approach, and we have to be very sophisticated once we have a new student as to how we maximize opportunities and how we provide a program that really facilitates their needs rather than just teaching them, you know, how to kick and punch. So I think that's what you're seeing is the spreading differential between the bottom 20% who refuse to change and the top 20% who embrace new technology, who embrace and implement new information, and who, like, do what we're doing. They choose to surround themselves by other people who aren't going to equivocate and allow them to, like, be lazy. And they're going to surround themselves by people who are going to continue to, like, push them forward rather than just kind of, you know, say everything's okay and don't worry. You know, the economy sucks, so it's okay to have bad results, right? You know, we're just not going to do that. So it's just counterproductive.
Or accept mediocrity. I mean, a lot of people, they have very mediocre sales skills. They have very mediocre marketing skills. Everything is just mediocre, and they just kind of, like, live with it, and it just becomes the norm because they don't have anybody pushing them. Or, you know, and that's prolific in the martial arts, and the reason is crystal clear. You know what that reason is? It's because you open up a karate school, you're your own boss.
There's
nobody telling you, you know, here's your quota, work harder, come in earlier, stay later. You're your own boss. So, you know, you've got to become a master at sorting and prioritizing. You might want to write that one down, especially if you're in the Peak Performance Group. You've got to sort and prioritize and invest the majority of your time on the 20% of the activities that bring back 80% of the results. And what are those 20%? They're things like, you know, marketing, lead generation, tweaking your sales system like Eric Zabarich. I mean, here's Eric that's got one of the most successful schools in the country, you know, that's just making a little tweak today. He's talking about when to, you know, reveal the pricing information. That's a little tweak on something so that he can monitor that ratio and see if it makes a difference forwards or backwards for him so that he can capitalize on that. You see, that's how you do it, okay? So you've got to constantly be growing and learning and, above all, implementing. There's just a mass problem out there of people that have good information. They know what to do, but they just can't seem to get around to doing it, okay? Peak Performers Inner Circle is not about that. It's about hard work, just like Keith Wilkes was talking about. So this is not a place for anybody that wants to be lazy or complacent or that's willing to settle for mediocrity. Anybody in that category, call me personally. You just can't be in the group.
Hey, Rob, can I say something?
Who is this?
It's Mark Kleinstall.
Hey, Mark.
Oh, hey, Mark.
The other thing besides surrounding yourself, it's just a matter of listening to, whether it's re-listening to this call again, listening to tapes, reading books, doing something on a daily basis, where I think a lot of people aren't doing that.
You're absolutely right. How do you stay motivated? How do you keep yourself from falling apart at the seams when you run into problems? I mean, I don't think there's a person on this call that doesn't have some kind of problems going on personally or professionally. The way you keep going and stay strong is to learn more things and to keep, you know, motivating yourself. And, you know, sometimes if I get down a little bit, and it happens occasionally, you know what I do? I pop in something like Zig Ziglar. You know, I've met the man. I've had lunch with him a couple times. I think he's one of the most remarkable individuals I've ever met in my life. And when I put Zig in my car and I listen to him for 45 minutes or whatever, it changes my mood. It just changes everything. So all of you should find something like that, whether it's meditation or whether it's listening to Zig Ziglar or an Inner Circle call that's just going to, you know, kick you in the pants and say, look, don't settle for mediocrity. Get going, you know. You just got to be doing that. Mark, you're absolutely, absolutely correct. Toby, are we about to run out of time here?
Yeah, we sure are. I've got two quick bullet points, and then we've got to, you know, we've got to call it a day. Number one is, anyone's welcome, but especially if I'm a new Peak Performer member or a new Inner Circle member, we've got that bonus quick start call next week on Thursday. And that same number, same access code, exactly the same thing you dialed today. So that's next Thursday, 2 o'clock Eastern. And then the last thing is that I've had, you know, personal conversations with a bunch of you guys in the Inner Circle group about, you know, the opportunity to renew your Inner Circle membership for in this program. And some people I haven't had a chance to talk to yet, some people I have. And I think I've emailed around a few of the options, and I'll do that again today. I've got about two more weeks to make those things happen. So, you know, my deadline is the end of the month, and then, you know, that, you know, kind of opportunity goes away. and then we've got to go, you know, basically structure the thing at the end of the year the way it's going to be structured for next year. So if that's something that's attractive to you, make sure you, you know, shoot me an email, and we'll set up a time to talk, and I'll maybe try to be proactive about that and send you guys some potential times that I have available to chat about that. So let's do that. And then third, if you haven't registered for Extreme Success Academy, make sure you do that right away. I don't want to sell your seat, you know, out from under you. We've got lots and lots of traffic on that right now, and we're registering a lot of people, so I don't want you to get lost in the shuffle. So go to ExtremeSuccessAcademy.com, download the form, or you can register online as an Inner Circle People Former member. Just select your membership level at the bottom of the page, and it knows not to not to charge your registration fee, but it will register you in our system. So something you need to consider, and we you know, you definitely want to be there, but get your seat reserved right away so that you can so we don't accidentally lock you out.
I'm going to say it just one more time about the room block. It's not big. So if you really do want to stay at the Hilton, which there's no reason not to, it's where the whole event is taking place, I would definitely reserve your room in the next couple of days, because guaranteed it's going to sell out. It's just not that big. And then you're going to end up at a beach hotel somewhere up the block, or you're going to pay a lot more to stay at the Hilton. So just being direct about that. Register for your room now.
Yeah. And again, that is for Extreme Success Academy in September. I should have final information about the next Peak Performer and Inner Circle meeting very soon. The dates are confirmed. Everything's fine. We're considering going out to the Hilton rather than being at the Radisson this time, but haven't really made a firm decision on that. It kind of depends on what the Hilton is willing to do with us. But I'll get that information to you guys really soon, but you can go ahead and book your flights now.
And on the next Inner Circle meeting, it's my goal to have Sangku Kang out there to talk to you guys.
Sure.
I think that you'll benefit from that. That's why he'll be there. He might talk to you for a half hour to an hour. And this guy is at, last time I spoke to him anyway, he's added about $500,000 a year to his gross income teaching private lessons. And he has a very effective system for being able to make that model work. And for some of you in the Inner Circle group, I don't doubt for a second that you could get a lot of good information from him. And while maybe not adding $500,000 to your gross, you might be able to do some different things using his advice that will cause a nice little bump up for you. So I'm going to try to have him out there for the July meeting. Okay?
Great. Absolutely. Well, I think we're good for the day then. If anybody has any questions, go to the discussion board, post them up there, and we're pretty active on that. Inner Circle members have been fantastic on the discussion board, to be honest. I think, there's only 18 members or 20 members in the Inner Circle group, and there's like 327 threads, 327 posts. So that's a phenomenal tool. People, former members, you should every week make it a habit to go to the discussion board, answer and ask questions. And post ideas. The Inner Circle members are using the discussion board for exchanging sales letters, emails, ads, pricing structure, just any information about their school. They're kind of sharing back and forth on that board. So it's a phenomenal tool that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can go there and like I do at 4 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning and post and grow from that. And also, I'll tell you about the new websites later. But anyway.
All right.
Well, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it today.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. It's really wonderful to be working with you. I'm excited about it, and I look forward to seeing you all for the first time or again at our very next Inner Circle or Peak Performers meetings. Keep up the great work, and let's stay in touch.
Brilliant, guys. Speak to you soon, guys. Thanks so much.
Take care.